We thought it would be nice to bring some devotional thoughts from a spiritual perspective as we're going through this ordeal in our country. It's hard for us to deal with things that take us out of our regular routine, especially when it brings so much uncertainty along with it. We like things in our lives to be stable and secure, things that we can depend on. And when changes take place that are beyond our control, we don't always respond real well to that. It can stir up a lot of fear in us about the future. And it makes us realize just how vulnerable we are to things that we really have no control over. Many people are going through times of doubt and fear with these recent developments in our country. And some people in the media have also played a role in amplifying sort of a sense of panic that we're starting to see in many of our citizens. How long will these dramatic changes last? What impact is this going to have on our economy, on my family, on our everyday lives? At one time, God allowed St. Paul to face some sort of difficulty. He doesn't explain it to us, but it's one that Paul described as a thorn in my flesh, which he said tormented him. And he pleaded with God three times that God would take it away from him. But God's answer was to let this continue. And he said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." You know, just like a father who might permit his little boy to go through some difficulty and maybe have to face some trouble in order to remind that child to stay close to his side, God may at times choose to allow us to, in order to sense our weakness and how vulnerable we are, God may allow us to have to face some difficulties in our lives, maybe even face our mortality, in order to drive us back to Him and again to see the importance of His love and grace for us in Jesus Christ our Savior. And so sometimes God may permit these things to come in His wisdom for our good and for our benefit. St. Paul realized that at the end of his ordeal with his thorn in the flesh, he was able to finally say in faith, "When I am weak, then I am strong." So just like a little boy whose father lets him have to deal with some difficulties, when he finally comes through that, he's holding on to his father even more tightly than he was before. In that sense, he is actually safer and stronger than he was before. And so may the troubles that are around us and in our culture right now cause us to hold on more tightly to our loving and gracious God, the one who has dedicated himself to us and to our welfare and to our future, well, not only in this life, but also in the life that is to come through faith in his Son, our Savior. Amen. Let's have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, be with those who are suffering with this virus around the world and comfort those who have experienced loss. In these unsettled times, give me confidence in your gracious presence and in your promises of deliverance. Take away my fears and calm my heart through your saving word. Allow me to rest confidently in your protecting arms. Grant ability, courage, and health to those who are on the front lines of this battle in our medical community. Keep them safe from harm and bring our nation safely through this ordeal according to your will. Cause me to increase my trust in you and the wonderful promises you have given me through the work of your Son, in whose name I pray. Amen. May God bless your day.